Oregon high school coach resigns after Biden admin. Rules forcing schools to allow trans athletes. By Warner Todd Houston on January 26, 2024. A high school tennis coach has resigned after the Biden administration established new rules that forced schools nationwide to allow boys to play as girls. Dave Brown, the coach for the Canby High School girls varsity tennis team, cited Joe Biden's Title IX policy in his resignation announcement posted to Instagram, Fox News reported. "This week, I resigned from my position as the head girls varsity tennis coach at Canby High School," he wrote in the post. "It was not an easy decision to make. I love coaching and have enjoyed every moment of working with these girls," Brown continued. He went on to say that Biden's new Title IX rules put girls at risk of injury. "But I can no longer stand by and watch as their dreams are shattered and their opportunities are taken from them. I can no longer stand by silently, while all the work that was put into Title IX is disregarded. I cannot support policies that put the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health of women at risk," he wrote. "I stand with my wife. I stand with women. I stand for truth. Will you stand with me?" Brown concluded. Brown was reacting to the new rules Biden pushed through last April. The rules expanded the definition of sexual discrimination to include gender identity, which prevents schools that take federal funding from banning boys from joining school sports as girls. Before coaching the Canby girls team, Brown had been a coach at Newbrook High School for 20 years. As Canby's coach, Brown earned 667 wins with 423 losses in more than 1,090 tennis and basketball games. In his accompanying video, Brown said he believed that allowing transgender athletes to play as girls is dangerous and wrong. "We have boys in the locker room watching girls," he said. "Get ready for practice or a match or a game. How wrong is that for a girl to have to endure something like that?" he asked. "What we would have called 5 or 6 years ago somebody going to jail is now acceptable in high schools and middle schools. This is absolutely wrong when a girl has to fear this, but she can't say anything." He also said that he could never lie to a child and tell him he was a girl. "We're not protecting girls now, K-12 and women's sports," he insisted. "We're allowing men or boys to play in these sports. I love coaching and have enjoyed every moment of working with these girls," Brown insisted. "But I can no longer stand by and watch as their dreams are shattered and their opportunities are taken from them," he said. "I can no longer stand by silently while all the work that was put into Title IX, SICK, is disregarded. I cannot support policies that put the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health of women at risk." Former NCAA swimmer and women's sports activist Riley Gaines praised Brown for his decision. "This is leadership. This is the kind of strong man we've been missing. This made me emotional to watch," she wrote. "Thank you for setting the example and the standard." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.